Today, Harvard is recognized as one of the top universities in the world. In 1775, it became the home of men fighting for the cause of freedom. The story of Washington and the soldiers of New England is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the summer of 1775, General George Washington came to Cambridge, Massachusetts to begin raising an army. His headquarters was in a home that still stands, a home that was vacated by a loyalist to the king.
He's meeting with his generals, trying to figure out a strategy to get the king's soldiers to leave Boston. He's trying to organize an army from a really diverse group of men from all over the colonies.
Nancy Jones says that today Boston and Cambridge are all a part of the same metroplex. In 1775, Cambridge was in the country, and men began to flock here from all parts of the Northeast.
By July 1775, there were over 12,000 men camped out on Cambridge Common. There were Revolutionary War soldiers barracked in several of the dormitories of Harvard College, which had evacuated because of the conflict.
There was certainly a quantity of men arriving here, but Washington was wary of their quality.
He actually was not very impressed with New Englanders. He said the New England military men were undisciplined and unwashed.
Although Washington left the home soon after the Revolution began, it remained in his circle of generals.
Well, after the Revolutionary War, the house passed through the hands of several speculators, but eventually ended up being purchased by Andrew Craigie, who was one of Washington's generals. He was apothecary general in charge of the medicines that were dispensed during the Revolution.
Before the property sold in 1841, the rooms were rented in this historic home. One of those renters would make the property even more noteworthy. His story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.